KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies. It's 22 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 48. In Southwest Iowa news, three people were arrested Thursday in Creston. The Creston PD reports this morning 36-year-old Marie Johnson of Afton was arrested Thursday morning at the Union County Courthouse on a warrant for failure to comply with the terms of her pretrial release on possession of pseudoephedrine and possession of methamphetamine charges. Johnson was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. Thursday afternoon, Creston police arrested 15-year-old Chance Brown of Creston on a possession of drug or device charge. The teen was referred to juvenile authorities and then released to the custody of his parents. And just after 5 p.m. Thursday, 36-year-old Justin James Selay of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violating the terms of a protective order. Selay was being held at the Union County Jail while waiting a bond hearing. In other news, the Creston resident reported to police that someone stole a purse out of her vehicle. The theft happened sometime between 10 and 11 p.m. on January 21st. The incident occurred while the vehicle was parked in the 200 block of West Adams Street in Creston. The loss was estimated at $80. Well, the Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday issued a report on their most recent arrests. Early Thursday morning, 25-year-old Charles Everett Welch of Omaha was arrested for OWI second offense and open container. His bond was set at $2,000. On Wednesday, deputies of Mills County arrested 21-year-old Lindsay Krause of Glenwood at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for probation violation. She was being held on $10,000 bond. That same day, 43-year-old Jessica Steele, a homeless person, and 44-year-old Aaron Borelli, a homeless man, were arrested for interference with official acts. Their bonds were set at $2,000 each. And on Tuesday, 37-year-old Earl Eds of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for OWI third offense. His bond was set at $5,000. This past Monday, 20-year-old Dylan Kahn of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. His bond was set at $1,000. Authorities in Mills County investigating an accident that happened Saturday afternoon found no one around the scene upon arrival, but a little bit later on, the driver did appear, and he had an interesting story to tell. Sheriff's officials say James Nosler of Omaha told authorities he suffered a chainsaw injury to his hand and was attempting to drive himself to the hospital when he passed out. His vehicle went into a ditch and hit a tree before coming to rest. The man was transported by his wife to the hospital for treatment. Also, a man from Tabor was injured early Sunday morning when the vehicle he was driving crossed the center line of 221st Street in Mills County as he was approaching Kesterson Road. A vehicle driven by Todd Geiser went out of control and rolled several times into the east ditch. Geiser was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that numerous items, including a small tractor, were stolen from the rural Thayer area. The owner, who lives in Lorimore, reported on January 17th that someone took a Gate, a 1950s Ford pull-type combine, Alice Chalmers WC Commander tractor with a side hay loader, one steel wheel, and a three-point bucket from his property on Warbler Avenue near Thayer. The property was valued at $2,600. The theft happened sometime within the past day of the report. Sheriff's officials said also that 26-year-old Clay Allen Brammer of Arisbe was arrested Wednesday at the Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for first offense domestic abuse assault. Brammer was being held in the Union County Jail awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in state news, the Iowa Greyhound Association is looking to claim nearly $5 million from a supplemental fund in order to help live dog racing in Dubuque. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission met Thursday to go over the association's request to claim remaining funds in an account traditionally used to offset expenses. The Iowa West Racing Association is also considered a stakeholder, therefore having claim to the account as well. The commission plans to ask both groups to file proposals for the account money prior to a March meeting. The request comes as state gambling officials remain unsure how a $72 million settlement owed to the association will pan out, and Bluffs Run Greyhound Park in Council Bluffs prepares to end racing to 2015's close. The State Board of Education discussed the school starting date at their meeting Thursday in the wake of new guidelines issued by the Department of Education on how schools can qualify for a waiver to start school early. The issue has pitted those who say starting earlier is better for learning against those who say it hurts tourism events like the Iowa State Fair. Board member Diane Crookham Johnson of Oskaloosa was critical of the timing of the December letter that indicated the department would no longer automatically grant waivers. She pulled a box of corn dogs out in a small toy school bus out of a bag and put them on the table before speaking.
How did we decide that in what appears to be behind closed doors, with very few people, I'm not sure we're even aware as a board who's making these decisions. We probably have guesses. There was a sudden rug jerked out from every district in the state of Iowa because we are more concerned about the state fair, beer sales, and hotel motel tax revenue in this state than we are about all of the kids that are going to school in Iowa.
Crookham Johnson says the decisions on school calendars are discussed by everyone involved and approved by the school boards after hearings.
If our local citizens are that upset with school calendars right now, they can elect new board members. Local districts are very good at replacing school board members that they don't like. So we have a mechanism in place for districts to deal with immediate issues. No one is able to tell us what the emergency is for August and September of 2015.
And Crookham Johnson questioned why the state fair should get special treatment.
If tourism is really what's going to be important, why did we pick the state fair as the tourism vehicle that we're most concerned about? Why don't we worry about tulip time in my part of the state? Why don't we worry about the Clay County Fair up in northern Iowa? Why don't we worry about pheasant seasons? Why don't we worry about youth deer season? Those are all big tourism mechanisms in different parts of the state. But we've chosen to focus on only one tourism event.
Board member Mike May is a retired teacher and a resort owner in Spirit Lake. He says the decision on start dates is up to the legislature.
The folks over there ought to consider all sides of this. And when they make a decision, they'll bring it back to us, whatever that was, and we'll write rules to implement it. I mean, that's the way the process should work.
May then addressed Crookham Johnson's comments.
To me, to suggest that Governor Branstad or Mike May or anyone who thinks we should enforce the state law now somehow doesn't love kids or care about them or hasn't spent their life, in my case, 50 years working for kids, I think that's totally unfair.
May says the governor has included over $1 billion in his budget for allowable growth for schools. He says those who say starting early helps to improve learning haven't backed up their argument.
If I thought for one moment that starting school the 1st of September or the week in which it falls hurt kids, I would not be a proponent of it here today. I have never in this argument, Diane, seen any empirical evidence that spreading out the school year ending school for the first semester at Christmas time improves student achievement.
And he issued a challenge on the claim that spreading out the school year improves learning.
Show it to me. Bring it to me. I've been asking the same question for 10 years. Spread out the school year. Make it longer, and that will improve student achievement? Not a chance. There's no empirical evidence to suggest that.
Board of Education President Charles Edwards says he understands the concerns about how the decision to end automatic waivers was handled, but he agrees that the issue is not one that the board can decide. The discussion was generated in part by the Department of Education issuing guidelines for what will be accepted in granting waivers. Department Director Brad Buck says that was a standard move.
The law is clear. The law indicates when school should start. It's also clear in saying that in order to deviate from that and receive a waiver, there needs to be a demonstration of significant negative educational impact. So a very common practice of the Iowa Department of Education when there's a waiver process is to establish criteria for a waiver.
Buck says there's no clear consensus in the state on the issue. He also pointed out that schools can still try to get approval to start early. There are bills in both houses of the legislature, and the governor has indicated that he's willing to reach a compromise on the issue to come up with something that will benefit schools. News was brought to you this morning by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.